What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Good morning, everybody. Here we are today. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. As always, thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. We got major great things ahead of us for this podcast. Crazy to think that mid-August last year, we decided to embark on a journey, and we're going to hone in on 100,000 downloads really within a year, which would be unreal. So thank you for making this part of your day. Great success. No gimmick. Look, I promise you, this is a weird world in podcast, man. It is like corrupt at the highest level. I know people that are, you know, somebody offered me to pay $15,000 a month to get in the top 10 of iTunes. Isn't that weird? When we have better numbers than those people. So it's just a corrupt world. Look, this is all God. Thank you for listening. Let's jump right in. I don't want to waste your time. We're going to talk today about what love really is. Love's a lot of things, friends. And unfortunately, we've limited love to just kind of this broad acceptance. This love is, you know, if you go to 1 Corinthians 13, you see a ton of things about love, right? Patient, kind, does not envy, doesn't boast, doesn't proud, isn't rude, not self-seeking, not easily angered. Doesn't keep a record of wrongs. And here's one we forgot. Love doesn't delight in evil. Love, friends, today is honest. You know, years ago, they were like, oh, I need to love the, what'd they say? Love the sinner, hate the sin. That's like dumb. We have to love people, period. Period. So forget the sin. We got to love people, period. But we're not called to tolerate their crazy. And love doesn't turn a blind eye. Love's honest, friends. Love is sometimes a hard conversation. Sometimes love is extending forgiveness to people that'll never ask. Well, always. Sometimes love is pardoning people in your heart and just giving them the benefit of the doubt, right? We got to live in love. If anything, I really tend to believe the opposite, that really it's the people of God that are judged harder than the world. I'm not judging them like that. You know, somebody came to me and said, oh man, my wayward child is on drugs and smoking marijuana and doing this and that. And I'm like, this is exactly what they should be doing. Because when you're far from God, those are the things you do. Why are we so shocked that the world acts like the world? My issue is with y'all. You know, my issue is with Christians who claim one thing and live another way. And in this weird society we live in, I mean, we live in the wildest day ever. We live in a day where wrong is right and right is wrong. We live in a day where the enemy wants to take what is unclean and make it clean, and what is clean and make it appear to be unclean. So we live in a day that if you can go around and shack up with anybody you want, that's considered freedom. And if you're married, that's considered bond. I mean, that's the most twisted thing I've ever heard. We live in a day. Were you ever in Boy Scouts? Dude, I got kicked out of Cub Scouts. Good thing I have to forgive easy. I was in Cub Scouts, and they obviously didn't make it. They kicked me out. Boy Scouts, man, Girl Scouts. Who doesn't love some Girl Scout cookies? Foundation of North America, right? Girl Scout cookies. You know what I'm talking about, right? Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Huh? Thin Mints, exactly. Samosas, come on. So Girl Scouts and boys, beautiful, man. Girls with girls, guys with guys. The girls would get like badges for like sewing and cooking. I mean, it's crazy. It was cute. And the boys would have to like start a fire with nothing and get badges. Well, that's about to change. because the Boy Scouts announced that they're dropping the name Boy from their organization. Legit. California started banning Boy Scouts. Like, they wanted to kick them out of the state because what if there's a girl that identifies with a guy? Dude, this is the crazy world. Boy Scouts are shutting down. They're eliminating the word boy, and they're just going to be Scout Association of America. Even though there is, see, this is like the enemy digging a ditch and falling into his own hole. Because the Boy Scouts are eliminating the word boy, and all, it's not exclusively boy. So that makes the Girl Scouts hurt. That makes the feminists lose their mind because they don't have an agenda anymore. Because it's like this weird demonic crosshair of society while the church tolerates, scared, hiding in caves. We're going to address this in a moment and show you exactly what love looks like. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're talking about what love really looks like. And truthfully, it has to be bold and it has to be honest. We live in the craziest day ever. Look, the Church of Jesus Christ, the followers of God, must be the anchor for a society. You are not an attractive believer if you just think this is okay and if you're just hiding in a cave of fear because you don't want to offend anybody in your life. Friends, come on. At some point, right has to be right and wrong has to be wrong. And I'm not hateful because I believe that God created you to be a boy and you're not. Do you understand? Like, if you're going around trying to convince me that you're a woman and God created you a boy, I'm not drinking that drug. And I'm telling you, I've never lived in a day where the church has been more silent in all my life. Scared, hiding in caves, not wanting to be bold, not wanting to proclaim truth. How does freedom ever take place if truth isn't evident? It doesn't. We live in these secluded places, these zoos called churches, right? Come on. Filled with believers that have instincts to change the world and they're captivated and domesticated. It's like the elephant at the zoo that I went to. They said, oh, this is an African elephant. This thing was the most depressed looking, sad animal I ever seen in my life. Ears half cut, tail down, head down, depressed, small, wrinkly. It was ugly. And even though these elephants looked so like frail and weak and they're domesticated and clearly they weren't created for this, the zookeeper had a long sword next to her with a big flat butt on the end. And I said, what's the sword for? Well, you know, despite all the years of us trying to domesticate this elephant, and we tried to raise them outside of the jungle, and we've done our best to make sure they love humans, and they cooperate, and they listen. They're still an elephant. And at any given moment, if this thing backs me into a corner, decides to, I mean, the tusks are ripped out of these things. It's so sad. At any given moment, if this elephant, I don't know, decides to be an elephant, we're dead. And she said, many times we have to put that sword up and stab these. I mean, it is a sword, dude. They have to stab the elephants to get them to leave. She said, we had an incident with the giraffes. The giraffes were eating, and somebody grabbed one of the necks as the giraffe was eating to try to turn his head to talk to him or do whatever. One of the zookeepers. And guess what the giraffe decided to do? I don't know. Be a giraffe? And he whipped his head up so fast that woman flew 20 feet and broke her legs. You know, I'm tired of us living in zoos called churches. I'm tired of you, not us, I'm not that way. I'm tired of you living in zoos called churches. I'm tired of you with these God-given instincts to like overcome and be bold and be like a lion. I'm tired of the church in a zoo domesticated. Man, this world is losing its ever-loving mind and the church is hiding in a cave. And the Bible is filled with caves. The first mention is in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's wife became a piece of salt. He got so discouraged, he went into a cave. He went into a dark place and got drunk. Judges 6:2, the Bible says they got in trouble and they, quote, hid themselves in caves and dens. Look, it's a normal reaction to hide in a cave. The cave becomes a hiding place. In Joshua 10, you should really read Joshua 10 when you get a chance. It's this crazy pattern. Joshua 10, they defeated the armies, but the kings retreated, went and hid in the cave, right? So Joshua, trying to kill them, orders a large stone to get put in front of their... So they're running off to hide from war, right? They go into a cave that seems like safety, right? Are you following me? The kings... So Joshua's killing all the men. The kings get scared, they retreat, go into a cave. Joshua's like, cover the cave with a rock. So now these men find themselves in a cave that was safety. Now it's a prison. See, the enemy wants you to take the things that are going on this earth and the things that you've been through and hide into a cave. And guess what? That cave will turn into a prison. The same passage in Joshua, that was verse 16, and 18, now verse 26. Joshua went, grabbed those guys, hung them, killed them all. He threw them into the same cave. So here's the pattern. What you think is being politically correct, hiding in a cave, is going to quickly turn into a prison. And then it's going to be your grave. That's the danger of hiding in a cave from Joshua chapter 10. Verse 16, 18, and 26. You think you're going into a safe place, it's going to be your prison, and then it's going to be your grave. It is time for the church to love honestly. It's time for the church to reach out and love people no matter what. It's actually the opposite. I so don't even look at your sin. I don't look at your sin. I'm not focused on the homosexual thing. Like, get over your own issue. Nobody cares. No, I don't give a rip. I honestly, from the heart of my heart, don't care. But don't you dare think I'm going to accept this stuff. Right is right and wrong is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. But if you love people, then you're free to believe God to see them transformed. If you're trying to coddle them and agree with them and scared to offend them, you're never going to be effective. You're hiding in a cave and it's about to be your grave. Father, today I pray for boldness. I pray for faith. I pray for strength, that the church would rise up and be bold as a lion. Speak truth, God, in love. Love people unconditionally. But Father, stand for the truths that you've created us to live for. God, I pray for an anointing of breakthrough. God, let the church arise out of these zoos and be bold as a lion. Let the instincts kick in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.